15 years longer. But he was dying. I heard this from Fishman Zechanovacha. The Baruch Zaretzkin was Makabon himself. The Bechazor Sashatz, he sat, looked into the sitter as if he was davening Shemayne Esrei. Didn't turn, look, it was like, he like as if he didn't say the words, obviously, he was not in the Shliach Tzibur, but that one of the things that Avram Fishman told me, that's where Baruch was Makabon, he could be Makabon all the things as well, but he lived 17 years after he was diagnosed, so...
I mean, these are things we can do.
Right, 100%. I'm just pointing out. The Ger Rebbe told them, Yeh Taiv. That's the famous story. The Beis Yisrael told the Baruch Zaretzkin, Yeh Taiv. Taiv is 17. And he was nifter a few weeks after the Beis Yisrael.
Oh.
Anyway, let's go back. Dr. Gemara, we're going to start again from Nun Hey Amid Beis. Two lines in the bottom. I think I put on the conference call. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ein leikim behema b'mos ma'ishasheni. One is not allowed to buy an animal out of Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, he's supposed to buy animals and bring them ishlamim. He could buy other food as well, but it is a way of... I'm sorry?
I apologize for interrupting. Did the recording start?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ein leikim behema b'mos ma'ishasheni. Chutzu Yerushalayim Zakrashi. The Chsev Rashi gives two reasons. Number one, Mitzar Takasa Biyadecha. The Torah wants you to bring your money. And Oid Shematakash B'Torah Chaderech. The animal will get weakened, meaning basically you're wasting Maisha Sheni money and weakening the animal on its way to Yerushalayim. V'im Lakach, if you did buy it, B'Shaygig, if you didn't realize it was Maisha Sheni money at the time, Yachzuru Damam L'mkaimam. So we say the money should be returned, meaning the sale should be voided, because it was a mistake. It was a mekach tos. Rashi, b'shayik shlo yada, shehe moas meiser, did not know it was moas meiser, yagzu damam l'mkaimam, kaifin hamoicher l'hagzer adamim. We forced the seller to give the money back. The mekach tosu, it is a mekach tos. She'ilu yada, shehe moas meiser, l'hilaikha. Had he known, he would have never bought the animal. The Trichalei Milsa Lachal Yerushalayim. He would have never used Maitre money and now be stuck to schlep the animal to Yerushalayim. He would have rather taken his money. He did it by mistake. He had no interest in buying an animal with Maitre Shani money and then have to schlep it to Yerushalayim. So it was a mistake. And since it was a mistake, the sale is voided.
Yeah, the guy's stores closed.
What?
He walked toward the
store's
closed.
This is the halacha. How do you enforce halacha? For that, you have a basin or whatever it is. The Mishnah tells you halacha. The guy doesn't want to listen to halacha. You have to deal with consequences. What happens if a guy doesn't pay his debts? What happens if a guy doesn't. There's a lot of wrong things that people can do. B'mezid, Tala B'taychel B'malkim. B'mezid, if he did it B'mezid, we say he should take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it. Rashi b'mokum b'Yerushalayim, the chsiv al-hamokum ha-shiv k'rashem. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda explains the Tanakhama. The medvar mamurim. When do we say by mezin that he should take it up? The mischad malaka tchila l'shem shlavim. He meant to buy the animal for shlavim, meaning that's what he was going to use it for. So even though he shouldn't do it, but if he did it, b'mezid, fine. So take your animal up to Yerushalayim. Avol b'mischav v'lohitzi mos ma'aser l'chulim. But what happens if you gave the guy the money and you thought that you can use this animal for chulim? Meaning, you thought, let this guy be stuck with the ma'aser money and you take l'chulim.
What's the case?
You bought the animal thinking that you can now eat the animal here. You took Maizer Shani money and bought an animal, and your intention is to b'mezid, is to go eat the animal here. You don't plan to take this animal to Yerushalayim. You gave the guy the Maizer Shani money; it's his headache. You don't view it as you got yourself an animal that you have to take to Yerushalayim. You view it as you.
This is wrong.
Exactly. Of course, this is wrong. Okay. Even doing a b'mezid to take Yerushalayim is wrong.
Right.
Yachzu damam l'mkaimam, the sale is voided. Rashi, the medvar mamurim amezit koi, l'shem shlomim, shekein derech kol behemas, shenikachos b'kesem maizit, l'gvarim shlomim. All usually the animals, this is the way of animals that are bought with Maisu Shani money. They're brought as shlomim. The Afinu Lava Menachas, Sham Sham. The Vachta Shlomim Bakalta Sham. By shlomim it says the word sham. But Maisu Shani Bakalta Sham. So Xavier Sham it says, if you buy an animal, use it as a shlomim. Lechulim. You're planning to eat it out of Yerushalayim. Bein Shaygig, Dr. Rashi Lav HaMeschavim. This Bein Shaygig is not going HaMeschavim LaHitzichulun, Dimkein Lav Shaygigu. The word Bein Shaygig doesn't make any sense here, because if he's Mechavim LaHitzichulun, he's not a Shaygig. El B'hai Meschavim D'Toni HaMezit Koi. It's going on Mezit. Lachikam, Avalokha L'Shem Chulun. The mazid today, Meschavim Lahoitzi Maisha Luchulun, who? Right, his mazid was that he wanted to take the Meiser and turn it into an animal of Chulun. Bein Shaygig, Bein Mazid, Yagzu Damam Lunkaimam, Shaygig, which is the Mekuk Tarsu. If he did that by mistake, thinking he was Mechavim to do it, but he thought for some reason that it was legal, right? So Bein Shaygig, Bein Mezit, Shaygig was in the Mekuk Tarsu. Shaygig is because he thought he could do this and he's not allowed to do this. And Mezit, the Kansinu Le Lemecher, we punish the seller, meaning the seller would rather keep the sale because the seller was able to sell an animal, right? Meaning we're punishing the seller. The Gemara is going to explain it that the mouse is not the ganav, the mouse hole is the ganav. Let me explain this in a second. Basically, what Rashi is saying is, the mezid, we void the sale. The one that gets hurt most by the voiding of the sale is the seller, because he had an animal that he wanted to sell, and he thought that he was going to get rid of his animal and get money that he could use for anything. The buyer thought that he could buy an animal for chulun and let the seller worry about the money. So we punish the seller and void the sale, meaning we don't punish the buyer and make him take the animal to Yerushalayim. We don't say that's what he should do, and you're stuck with a chulun, you have to take it to Yerushalayim. We void the sale because we punish the seller for agreeing to accept my Shoshani money for an animal. Now, I haven't finished yet. Whereas if he originally, the guy planned to take the animal to Yerushalayim, we don't punish him because he was going to take the animal to Yerushalayim. Whereas here, he's not planning to take the animal to Yerushalayim, so therefore we punish the seller by voiding the sale. Now, Rashi explains, why do we pick on the seller? Why don't we just punish the buyer and make him schlep it to Yerushalayim? What's the seller have to do with anything here? The answer is, because if you wouldn't have anybody to sell it to, the guy wouldn't be spending money. If he wouldn't have where to buy an animal, the guy wouldn't be taking his Meiser Sheni money and spending it like that. Seller makes it possible for this to happen. So we punish a seller for willing to accept Meiser Sheni money for a transaction. That's what we do. Like, it's a similar thing to when a guy steals and he sells it, we punish the guy who bought it from him. Because if you don't have who to sell it to, you don't steal. If you don't have somebody to sell you an animal, you don't use Meiser Sheni money for an animal. So therefore, he's guilty as well, and we punish him. And the Gemara is going to say, but both are guilty. Why we pick on him? We'll see later on in the Gemara.
So the seller was aware of this Meiser Sheni money?
Yes. Again, he's aware. Mezit means he's aware that it's Meiser Sheni money.
And if he's not?
That's a shaking. That was an invalid transaction to begin with.
First,
in a certain way, it is. He has to schlep an animal to Yerushalayim.
If they both agreed to undo the sale, does that work? He doesn't want to go to Yerushalayim with the animal. I mean, he did the mazid, but he wants to change his mind. And they both agree.
I don't know. I don't know if we get involved in the halacha, whether you can re-redeem the animal. The animal became Meiser Sheni. Well, that's why you have to take it to Yerushalayim.
Oh, I see. Can't undo it.
I didn't say that. I said I don't know whether you can undo it. Because Gemara and Mashma later on that you can, but we'll see that.
So, and the Shogeg, it doesn't even happen. It doesn't become Shogeg.
Correct.
And Rav Yehuda's talking
about... Rav Yehuda's explaining the Tanakama. Mezit Tayel Talo v'Tayel Chubamakim is only if that was your intention, to take the animal to Yerushalayim. But if you thought that you could keep the animal here, right? So that makes we void the sale. Even though it was a valid sale, both parties knew and both parties agreed, but we punish the meicher and we invalidate the sale.
How do you know what the buyer's
going to
do with the animal?
I guess he might have told them. I don't know.
And the animal goes back to Hulim?
Correct. We void the sale. Never happened. Yes.
If you know there's a possibility that you might have to refund the sale, you're a seller, you're going to ask. You don't want to wind up in that situation.
I'm sorry, I wasn't...
If you're a seller, just the way life works, and you're putting yourself at risk of having to void the sale, you're going to ask. You're going to
That's true. I mean, it's not like so frequent that people buy animals with my shady money. But then again, I wasn't there. I just made that up. So to my right, Vanantanan Reb Yehuda and Reb Meizid Kiddush. My problem is, by Mishnah, Reb Yehuda said, if you take my shady money, Reb Meizid, and give it to a woman, she's Mukadeshus. Now, what you did is, you bought, quote-unquote, the woman with my shady money. Reb Meizid. And Reb Yehuda said, we invalidate the sale. So why don't we invalidate the Kedushin? Why do we let the Kedushin stand? You took money of Maisha Sheni, you gave it to a woman. Why is that different than taking Maisha Sheni money and giving it to a person and taking his animal? Which we did with Shem Chulin, we invalidate it. So why by Kedushin do we say it's not invalidated? That's the Gemara's question. So Tarashi made this Kiddush, the Kivan, the Lekka Toss, he knew, Mishum Knasil Amar Rabbanan the Levato. They didn't step in and say, this is wrong. You shouldn't be doing Kedushin with my Shady money.
When he bought the animal, was he with the intent that he's going to take that money to Shady?
No. No. The buyer was going to take it to Shady?
When the guy bought, did he think that I'm not selling it? This guy's going to be responsible to go to Yerushalayim. This seller is going to have to find them. Was that his kavana?
He doesn't have it. No, maybe Pashtus not.
But here this one he got. When I'm a Kaddish woman...
Okay, so now how about let's give the Gemara a chance to do its thing before we start trying to answer the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, Amar Ablazer Ishiya Dash Emas Maisim Ischalun HaYodah. The woman knows that she is not an exchange of Maisha Shaini. It's not like by an animal that the buyer thinks that he gave the money to the guy and the animal is Chulin, and the seller thinks that he got money of Chulin and the animal became Maisha Shaini. That's not what happens. She realizes this is Maisha Shaini money, she'll go to Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's fine. You gave her the money, or you rolled to Maisha Shaini mom and had it, it's your money. You give it to her, she'll take it to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara is making an assumption. Women know the halacha of what to do with Maisha Shani money. That's the Gemara's assumption that the Gemara will now jump on. But that's what the Gemara
Rabbi?
Is saying. One second,
Rabbi.
Harvey. Yes. Yes.
Oh, so why is the Gemara making an assumption also that she knows the source of the money? Not that she knows the halacha, but that she knows where this money came from.
Because it said b'mezid. If neither party knew, the Gemara said earlier that if she doesn't know it's Maisha Shani money, it's a Mechik Tos. Because there's no way in the world she would have agreed to this Kedushin.
Ah, okay.
So obviously both parties are aware the fact that it's Maisha Shani money. That's what Mezid means. And it says that it's a valid Kedushin. The Gemara's question is, don't we invalidate when people spend money by Mezid on what they shouldn't spend it on? We just did it by the animal. So why don't we do it here? And the Gemara's answer is, women know that they have to take the Maisha Shani money to Yerushalayim. Whereas the seller there by the animal thought that he made the animal Meister Shani, and he got out of the deal. Meaning, nobody thinks that they have any obligation. Rashi, I'm Rav Lazar. Masnisa, you have to give the Gemara a chance. If we're going to start interrupting before the Gemara can speak it out, then we'll never get anywhere. Not that I care if we get anywhere, but it's not fair. Masnisa, lekin lemiknas eklal. You can't punish anybody here. Yishia das. Lenischavna loitia l'chulun. She didn't mean to take this money and use it for her whatever she wants to use it for. Avon meicher zeh yedeya shamos mischalos habehema. The seller there by Mazed knew that he could exchange the money for an animal. He's giving the guy an animal instead of the money. The chulin had biyadai. The avar alifnei iver lishit mikshol. The idea shall lekeach miskavim loich lebiyirai. The case is the meicher knows that the lekeach is eating it here. The meicher knows I'm off the hook because I'm getting money for an animal and that's a fair trade. That's what you do with meicher shiny money. So the meicher says I got money now. I can spend whatever I want. The Meister Shani transferred to the animal. The buyer thinks he got away by giving the money, and now he has an animal he doesn't want to pay to Yerushalayim. So there's something that's not happening. But it's here, the woman agrees to take it to Yerushalayim. So there's no problem. That's the Gemara's answer. It's not. He transferred it to the animal. Again. The guy went and transferred Meister Shani money to an animal. It's a good transfer. Yeah, that's exactly what happened here. The animal becomes Meister Shani, and the money becomes chulin. So the maker has chulin money. It's not Meister Shani money. The buyer, for some reason, thought that he can give the guy the money, take the animal, and keep it here, and not worry about what happens to Meister Shani. It's not his headache. The seller knew that he was off the hook. Now, Rashi calls him Eiver Lifnei Iver. He should have, hello, I'm helping you do an Aveira. You're planning to eat it here. I know you're planning to eat it here. That's the case. Whereas by the woman, she plans to take it to Yerushalayim. What? This buyer. Let's say, hold a second. Live me evil, I sit in mixed doesn't mean blind.
No, I know.
It means, again, the seller is Ivor Lifnei Iver. Rashi says, the seller is Ivor Lifnei Iver. He's allowing the buyer to buy an animal that should be Meister Shani and eat it in town. The buyer told him he's going to eat it in town. He's selling it to him anyway. Knowing full well,
we don't flip it. We did the major
What do you mean we don't flip what?
That the seller is the
why? He redeemed an animal.
No, say because he gave Meister Shani that really doesn't go.
Well, hold a second.
Why is he that?
Hold a second. Can Reuven buy a Meister Shani an animal with his Meister Shani money?
Reuven for sure he can.
Again, even if he did it, the Mazid in Tzvas, yes, planning to take it to Yerushalayim.
If he does a true transfer.
Okay. So now, he goes to Shimon and says, I'm buying your animal with my Meister Shani money. And I'm going to eat it here. Now, Shimon says to himself, great! He's taking his Meister Shani money, transferring it to the animal. I get the money that's chulin, and he's stuck with the animal that's Meister Shani. And it's not my headache. Now the Gemara's kasha is, why isn't the Ivan Lefneiver when he gives the woman the Kedusha money? And the answer is, she knows she has to take it to Yerushalayim. I don't know. That, I cannot. That's,
he knows Meister Shani, the assumption is going to do the right thing and eat in Yerushalayim. All of a sudden, we're assuming that this guy's going to do the wrong thing. Where does that come from?
Well, that's what we're going to do instead.
Again, the way Rashi learns, the Meicher is aware. How Rashi knew that, I don't know. That's the whole different chapter of Gemara, but that's how Rashi learned. That's the Gemara of my turn. Maskevo
Reb Yirmiyah. I'm bothered by that. I don't think ladies know what Meister Shani is. Let alone knowing that she has to get to Shimon.
So again, this is Zag Maskaba Rabbi Yirmiyah. I behave if we should make a rule, no questions for 15 minutes, so I can explain the Gemara without being interrupted 8 times. Not that I mind. I don't mind being interrupted, but the Gemara is going to get to half the point. So we should give the Gemara a chance. Maskaba Rabbi Yirmiyah. By behemoth tamea, a non-kosher animal, which is not good for a carbon, avodim, or serve slaves, kakos, or land. The other yudei sheimos ma'ishesheni mischal lamayam. That's not what you use ma'ishesheni money for. You don't use it for animals that you can't eat, or for aved, or for karka. It's supposed to be used for food stuff. Utnan is a mishnah. Ein loikchem behemoth tamea avodim for kakos u'mos ma'ishesheni, afilu b'yushalayim. Even in Yerushalayim, you have money. This can happen in Tzvat, and it can happen in Yerushalayim. It can happen in Bnei Brak. You go to an animal dealer who sells deer. Well, deer is not even trade. Let's say he sells horses, and you buy a horse with Maaser Sheni money. Or you go to the slave market and buy a slave with Maaser Sheni money. Or you buy a piece of real estate with Maaser Sheni money. The halacha is, right, you're not supposed to do that. If you did, it is your job to take other money and replace the money of Maaser Sheni and use it for food. Basically, you're saying, I am now changing the money I gave the seller, and I'm going to give other money to Maaser Sheni because of what I did. Okay, now, our question here is not, why don't we void the sale? That's going to be the Gemara's next question. We're not up to there yet. The Gemara wants to know, why don't we say that the owner knows, people know, that when you buy a horse with Maaser Sheni money, it doesn't get redeemed, and the money is still Maaser Sheni, and whoever sold their horse will use it for Maaser Sheni, just like you said the woman knows. You're not assuming that the seller knows that what he just did not transfer to Maaser Sheni money. You bought a horse with Maaser Sheni money. We tell the buyer, you're now responsible to make sure that the seller, who's going to misuse the money thinking that your Maaser Sheni money went off on the horse, and he's not going to use the money to do whatever he wants, and it's wrong. So you have to go take other money and replace the money you gave him. Now, that means we don't have an assumption that people know that Maaser Sheni money doesn't get redeemed on a horse. And yet, we assume the woman knows that Maaser Sheni money didn't get redeemed on Kedushin. You assume the woman knows more than the guy who sells the horse. By the horse guy, we don't assume he knows the halacha. And by the woman, you assume she knows the halacha. Why is that true? Just like by woman, you assume she knows the halacha that Kedushin didn't take off the Maaser Sheni. Why don't the guy that sells the horse knows that selling a horse doesn't take off the Maaser Sheni? You're right. A regular woman doesn't know. We're talking a woman that went to Beis Yaakov. She's a graduate of seminary. She knows halacha. And she knows that it that. A regular woman would not be mukadeshes. You give a woman a Maaser Sheni money for kedushin, she's not mukadeshes. Why are you assuming she knows what to do? She thinks it's chulin money. We would void the sale. But over here, talking about a woman that knows the halacha. Oh, a woman that knows the halacha. You're good to go. It ain't a konami. If you have a seller that sells horses that knows the halacha, you don't have to worry about it. We don't assume that people know the halacha. We don't even assume it by men who sell horses. For sure, we don't assume it by women who accept kedushin. Now, if she happens to be Isha Chaveira, she's a well-learned woman, she knows halacha, she will take it to Yerushalayim.
Because she will ask.
Because she knows the halacha. Because she went to Beis Yaakov, and in Beis Yaakov they taught her Hilchos Maaser Sheni.
But she will ask her future husband.
Well, she knows it's Maaser Sheni money.
How does she know?
It's b'mezid. That's the case in the Mishnah.
Because they talked it.
Yes.
She knows.
If it's b'shayging, then it's a mistake. The Mishnah said b'mezid. Mezid means both parties were aware.
And all the other cases doesn't say b'mezid.
I have no idea what you just meant. The Mishnah says shayging and mezid. There's only two cases. In the Mishnah.
But the word mezid is only used by the case of the woman, of the kedushin.
Well, here it's also talking about the mezid.
Did it say the word mezid?
No. Because if it's mishaking, it's an avoided sale. The guy would never agree to take it. Rashi. Rabbi Hamid Tamei Adim Yedeya. The Ikilam Eimar. Ki shakulu lemaat hadaita leskin in Yishalayim shakuluhu. Why don't you assume that the guy who sold it knows that he has to take the money to Yishalayim? Yeru tanan, yechu kenegdam. Halakeach yikach maas mishalayim. The lekeach should buy his, take his own money. The yoyimar kol makom shamaas v'yad b'yichu yimacholos aleilu. And say, I'm changing it for the money that the seller has. V'yayilam yechu mishalayim. And the masnitsim v'yishach avera skin in the other. She'im maish yishayim mishalayim deklu shahop. She knows that my Shasheni cannot be redeemed by her Kedushin. The oil of my chlasin, and she goes and she eats it. Avastam moicher lo yada. Shem my Shasheni mitzchal abehem etzmeya. Most people don't know halacha. This woman knows halacha. And Enochanami, the Mishnah is talking about a certain type of woman. A regular woman, your Mekanis Bebezin, not a good Kedushin. Because she doesn't know what to do with the money. She thinks she can go spend it on cosmetics, to quote Rabbi Kohn. You asked me this question a week and a half ago, and I told you no. You asked me the same question. It's amazing. Like, it comes back again.
Because maybe it's a valid question.
And it was a valid question a week and a half ago, and I told you the Gemara doesn't seem to think that overrides.
Which is a valid question.
No, he's saying, why wouldn't a woman accept anything with anything just she wants to get married? The answer is, Tavla Mesav Tandu means a woman that's married doesn't like to get divorced. And also has a desire to get married. But she still has some standards.
It's not like the worst thing in the world.
No, it's a good question. I'm not belittling the question.
It's not a good question. It'd be a great question. I'm just saying.
I want to repeat my question. The word mazed bothers me, because only in that case that I can do so. So the other ones, people are not aware. But over here, yada means that he told her, and she might have not been a chavera. She might have been,
again, what's bothering you is it doesn't mention the word mazed in the brisa?
Yes.
The case is mazed.
I know it has to be mazed.
Okay, so then what's your question? Why didn't it say it? I don't know. If it's a shagig, the sale was voided. Obviously, this was done by Mazin.
In the case of the
Kedushin. Of the Behemoth Tmeya, of the Kedushin.
But it was Mazin just on one side or both sides?
Both sides. If one side doesn't know, the sale is voided.
These people are Amoratim.
And call them what you want. I mean, I don't like to label people. Let's just say they're not aware of the halacha. No. What's bothering Rabbi Sha is that in this brisa, Behemoth Tmeya, it doesn't say Mazin. What would be Beshagig if you bought the Behemoth Tmeya? That's what's bothering him. Where is the word Mazin here? The assumption is this is a case of Mazin. He doesn't see it in the brisa or the Mishnah, or whatever it is. It's a Mishnah. Doesn't say Mazin. I explained that it's Mazin. Bothering him here is, where is Mazin? Amar Mar. Okay, now we're left with another question. Okay? We're left with another question. I really feel like I should reread this Gemara because it was interrupted so many times that there was no flow. But I might do that in a few minutes after we finish the next step, which will also be interrupted in 10 times. So I might as well do it at the end. The Gemara said that in case of Behemoth Tmeya, we make the Lekeach take money and replace it. That means we don't go to the guy that bought the horse, sold the horses, and tell him, you had no business taking my Shasheni money. You took the my Shasheni money, but we're not punishing you. We're punishing the buyer that he's got to go replace it with money. That's what we're doing. Now, in the case before, when they were mechaven to buy an animal and use it for chulin, where both parties knew, There we voided the sale and we punished the seller. Again, two cases of mazed. One case is he bought a horse, animal in Tzvas to eat in Tzvas. The seller knew you were going to eat it in Tzvas. The buyer planned to eat it in Tzvas. We void the sale. Voiding the sale, and the seller who thought he got a sale in his animal, sorry, you did not get a sale in your animal. And he gets punished by the fact that he wanted to sell an animal and he didn't get the sale. In the case when he sold the horse, right, both are mazed, he took Maisa Shani money for a horse and he thought that now he got away with it. We make the buyer take other money and replace the money that he gave the seller. And that's not punishing the seller at all. Why over there are we not voiding the sale and tell the seller, take your horse back for agreeing to take Maisa Shani money for a horse? That's the question. Now, this is a... Okay, I'm going to get to that later. Amemar, imlakach yaychu kenegdom, v'amai, yakzuru damam lemkaimam. Void the sale. That's what you did for the guy that bought the animal in Tzvas. You voided the sale because the seller should not have accepted the Maisa Shani money. So by the horse, why don't we tell the seller you should not have accepted the Maisa Shani money and the sale is voided? Amar Shmuel Shebarach. You're right. We would void the sale. He's not here. He's gone. We can't void the sale. Not here anymore. So the second best solution is make the buyer replace it. We would have loved to void the sale, but we can't because the seller got out of town. He's not here. We can't find him. How are we going to void a sale when we can't get the horse back to him and get the money back from him? So therefore, we tell the buyer, sorry, we'd like to void the sale, but now we can't. You're going to have to replace the money. Now, I want to explain something. The Gemara is working on a following supposition. When people spend Maisa Shani money to acquire something, they are not rigid about the price. Because to them, whatever they want, muscle. The guy who buys the horse, I'm sorry, the guy who buys the animal in Tzvas and plans to eat it in Tzvas, says to himself, listen, I either schlep this money to Yerushalayim, I don't want to, I'll buy myself an animal here, I'll eat it here, and let the Meicher worry about the money. So the Meicher is going to get more money because he's the guy who's buying it wants to really do this sale. He really wants to do it. He wants to buy the animal with his Maisa Shani money and eat it here. So since it's Maisa Shani money, he'll spend more money than a regular animal. What? He pays a premium. The same thing with the horse. The guy who's spending his Maisa Shani money for a horse realizes this is Maisa Shani money, so therefore he's paying to pay more. By voiding a sale, you're hurting the Meicher. A, the sale didn't go through, and two, he's never going to get that same money that he got. And by making the buyer replace it, you're also hurting the buyer. He's got to replace the full price, much more than the horse is worth. So that's how we're punishing both parties. So the question is, if you're concentrating on punishing the Meicher by voiding the sale, why over here are you punishing the buyer? And the answer is, the Meicher ran away. And since the Meicher ran away, we have no option. We have to punish the buyer. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, ki hasam, because I mean the God of the Kech behem betayr v'mezit. B'kshibarach ha-meicher shazam en b'yad. Now, I'm going to read the next four lines of the Gemara, and then we're going to come back. Frek the Gemara, ha-le barach kutsinu le-meicher. Is the option to void the sale better than to make the buyer replace it? Why are we voiding the sale, which is a bigger punishment to the seller? Buyer gets his money back. He's not any worse off than he was before. He didn't get his animal, but he got his money. The seller got his animal back, which he got a premium price for, which he'll never get again, plus the fact he really wanted to unload his goods. He wanted to sell the animal. The Gemara lav akber aganav aluchur aganav. It's not the mouse that steals. We blame the mouse hole, place where the mouse goes hole, wherever it is, wherever he hides. Frank the Gemara v'iloy akber chura meikaveh. Excuse me, without a mouse, a hole in the wall doesn't do anything. Dr. Gemara, you're right. They're both guilty. But mistabra kohecha the iki sura hasim kasinan. Who has the item of Isser, which is the money of Maisa Shani? Who has the money of Maisa Shani? The seller. The bottom line is, you have the Isser in your hand. Therefore, we're picking on you. Now, if you run away, we can't pick on you. But we're going to pick on you because you have the money. You have the Isser. You have the Isser, so therefore we're concentrating on you. Rashi. Look, Rashi, between the Holy Baruch, Katina, Lamaychar, and Lachur, Ganav, Ilamali, Chur, Sha'akbar, Masniya, Ginevasisham. He wouldn't have a place to hide it, Lahaya, Ganav. Chura, Minolai, Meinein, Lahaya, Gneva. You don't have somebody stealing it, a home doesn't mean anything. The answer is you're right. They're both equally guilty. But one has the item of Isser in his hand, therefore we go to him. Okay, I'm going to reread this Gemara. I know we did it. I'm going to reread this Gemara and try to read it with a flow so it shouldn't be interrupted. Again, if anybody has any questions, I'll try to answer them now before I reread the Gemara.
Question. Yes. I see a difference, but the horse, you can't use my Sushani money for a horse. That seems different than the other transaction is a legitimate buy.
No, not when the guy knows he's going to eat it in town here. You're right. It's assuming that the seller knows that this guy's going to eat in town here.
I would say there's more leaks than Efer by a Meifer, because he knows what's supposed to be done with food. Where a Meifer, animals, land, what he doesn't just know shekels to carbonis and Meisher.
He knows that Meisher Shani money is supposed to be used for food. That's a basic halacha that everybody knows. Whether they know what transfers and what doesn't transfer, that's a different halacha. But they know that Meisher Sheni money is supposed to be used for food.
So in both cases, they're thinking in their head that I'm scot-free. This money becomes Hulin and he's got the
problem. Exactly. Uh-huh. Yes, doctor.
This side note, this seems to be... contradiction to a basic principle in Western law, which is my provocative behavior does not justify your hitting me, your reaction to it, that I have control over myself, you have control over yourself. This is actually showing up in law right now where people are trying to sue gun sellers for selling a gun which was used in a murder. And
again, halakha doesn't have to follow Western law.
No, it was an observation. It was not a comment on the law.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to read the Gemara again. Tana Rabbanan, if anybody has any questions, please feel free to ask as we read it. Now, I'm going to try to go with a flow so the side questions won't come up. Tana Rabbanan. Ain't like a baby, b'maz, ma'asher sheni. You're not supposed to buy an animal in Tzvas for one of two reasons. Either you're supposed to take money, or the animal get weakened. If it was a mistake, so we say you would never have wanted to buy an animal with my shiny money because you don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim. So it was a mistake. We void the sale. But Mazid, where both parties are aware that this is my shiny money, and you did not express that you don't plan to take it to Yerushalayim. So take it to Yerushalayim. It was a valid sale. The money transferred. The money is chulin, and you go to Yerushalayim. That's when the buyer was buying it to take it to Yerushalayim. If you wanted to use the animal for chulin, now bein shaygig, which Rashi says this is like a shaygig because in truth it's not a shaygig. Bein mezid yagzu daman lemkaimam. We punish the seller and we void the sale. We do not let the sale go through because the seller should have known. He heard the buyer say that he's going to take the money for the animal for chulin, and that's not what happens. The money transferred, the animal is Meisher Sheni. And he heard the buyer do that, therefore, we punish the seller. Frek the Gemara of a non-tiner of Yudah and Mezid Kiddush, the lady thinks it transfers for her Kedushin, she thinks she's got chulin money. Why is that any different? It's not true. She accepted the Meisher Sheni money knowing she has to go to Yerushalayim. So therefore there was nothing wrong in her accepting it. She did not think that the money went to Chulun like the seller did in the previous case. Everybody knows you're not supposed to use Meisher Sheni for that. Ain like him behave today. I've done the cause of Moses. My Shishen. I believe you shall him. The Malkach Yehu connect them. We make the buyer replace it. We don't say the seller knows that this is still my Shishenim money and he'll take it to you shall him. Don't make assumptions. Why are you assuming the woman knows and you don't know whether the seller knows? The seller, we say, might not know that he has to take it to you shall him. You're right. A regular woman, we assume that she's not going to take it to Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Kedusha would not be a good Kedusha. But this woman is an educated woman. She knows the halacha. Therefore, the Kedusha is a Kedusha. Mashenkin, a regular animal seller, is not educated that he has to take the money to Yerushalayim. He might think that the money is chulin. Doesn't realize. He knows that he's not supposed to do this, but he thinks that it worked enough that the money is chulin. Therefore, we void the sale.
Strange presumption, because it says even in Yerushalayim they owe.
Questions based on that, I can't even bother. I just dropped the clock. Questions based on that, I can't even presume to try to answer.
Well,
I don't know. This is what the Gemara says. It broke?
No, other Peshukim. No.
It broke.
It didn't break.
Yes. I'm sorry, yes. Thank you. I can't presume that. I don't know. You mind saying this is the way it is? Yes.
I think a lot of the initial objections were handled very well by the concept of giving her a chance, in that it's a four-square logical idea. The seller who knows, the seller who doesn't know, the woman who knows, the woman who doesn't know. The initial presentation was the woman who knows, the seller who doesn't know, leaving two squares blank, at which point the Gemara objects, if once one gets past the questions, the Gemara then objects and answers the question, says the woman who does know, and then flowing into that. So, I mean, just constructing a logical four-square makes this a lot simpler.
Right. I'm a man. In Blancock, Yachel Kinegdan. If he did it, we make him replace it. Why don't we void the sale like we did in the previous case by the Behemoth Tahira? We voided the sale. We punished the seller. Over here also, we should punish the seller. So Shmuel said he's not here, so we have no option. We said void the sale, right? Benit the sale of Lekeach. Why don't we punish the Lekeach and make him replace it? Why are we punishing the Meicher? We always blame the fence. We blame where the thing, the guy who enables the Avera to be done. I mean, it's very nice, he's a fence, but the other guy stole. He's the guy that did the Avera. The other guy helped him do the Avera, but he didn't do the Avera, so why are you blaming him? You're right, they're both guilty. But what has the item of Esther? Because the Maaser Sheni did not get redeemed. Or in the case before, the Maaser Sheni did get redeemed, but he has the money which shouldn't have been done because of Lifnei Iver. So he has the item of Esther that enabled the Lifnei Iver, and therefore, right, therefore, we say, right, therefore, we say that we void the sale.
And by the horse?
By the horse, the Maaser Sheni did not get redeemed. Right? It doesn't work. You can't redeem Maaser Sheni money on a horse. So you have Maaser Sheni money. The seller has the Maaser Sheni money.
He's not considered offensive.
He is, but he ran away.
What's the end? The end is they're both
guilty? Both did wrong.
So what do they do to...
So we have to pick on one. One has to be punished more than the other. That's the Mishnah Vayter. HaMekadesh, the thrust of this Mishnah is very simple. Anything that's usher b'hano cannot be used for Kedushin. You have an item that you're not allowed to pleasure from, you're not allowed to use it for Kedushin. Because it's not yours. Tarsa Banah, you have no ownership over it. So you're giving the woman something that's A, worthless, B, it's not yours really. Kaddish via Arla, somebody uses Arla. Arla is the first 3 years of a tree, the fruit is Arla. Bekili HaKerem, he planted grain in a vineyard. So the vineyard and the grain is now Aser Bahana. Bishar Hanisko, a shor did something that deserves for it to be stoned. Eglai Rufa is, they found a dead body, and they found a dead body, and they don't know who killed it, between two cities. So the city closest to the dead body does a procedure called an Eglai Rufa, where they take a calf into a valley, not necessarily where they found the dead body, by the way, some valley somewhere that was never planted, and they chop the back of the neck off. And if you use that Eglai Rufa as Kedushin, it's Aser Bahana. Now, the Kasha is, doesn't belong to the guy. Eglai Rufa belongs to the Tzibur, whoever paid for the Eglai Rufa. Usually people don't have their own Eglai Rufas. Eglai Rufa is a city thing. The city has to buy it. So, as we go through the Gemara, we will be able to come back and answer this question. But at this point, it is a great question. You're trying to ask it.
Is the Eglai Rufa the animal ran away, or what?
No, what do you mean? How do you have an Eglai Rufa?
In other words, are you talking about after
becoming... Again, we'll see that in the Gemara. But Tzipurei Metzaira. Tzipurei Metzaira are a Metzaira that becomes Tahar. Has to be, the beginning of his Tara process requires two birds. And those are Aser Bahana. They belong to the Metzaira. But they are Sabana, so it doesn't belong to the Mitzvah anymore because it's Sabana. If he does Kedushin with them, it doesn't work. Besar Nazir. The Gemara is going to explain a pasuk for each one that says it's Sabana.
Chametz Pesach would be good also.
What?
Chametz Pesach would be good also.
Interesting, the Gemara doesn't bring that. Mishnah doesn't bring that. That's a good question, why the Mishnah didn't bring Chametz Pesach.
These other cases are so trouble with that.
That's Drabanan. He's talking about the rice of Chametz Pesach. Sar Nazir. A Nazir that becomes Tor has to cut his hair off. And it's Aser Bahana. Petach Hamar, a firstborn donkey that's not redeemed, has to be chopped its back of its neck off and kill it. And it's Aser Bahana. Basar B'chalov, you cook meat and milk. It's Aser Bahana. Chulun Shenishchutu Bazara. Took a regular animal, shechted in Nazareth, Aser Bahana, Eina Mukadashis. Okay. Machram, Bekiddush B'Demayim. What if you sold it? Now, the truth is you can't sell it. Avoid its sale. It's worthless. So the Rishonim think out, the guy gave you money for it. The money is a present. He knew what he was getting. And he gave you money for it anyway. It's not a sale. You can't sell something that's worthless. But if the guy says, I'll pay you for that, you say, listen, you want to give me money? Because don't pay. What? It's a present. Again, if the guy wants to pay you money for the Brooklyn Bridge, he did.
Was that different than the lady saying, you know what, I know what's happening, I'll still accept it?
Because it's a worthless item. You didn't give her anything.
But you did.
You didn't give her anything. It's not yours. First of all, it's not yours. The guy here gave you a present. Because that says you can use the money for Kedushin, and we'll talk about this tomorrow.